Newscast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
Another rough one for the Oakland Athletics at home against the Seattle Mariners. There's something about the Mariners that the Athletics cannot shake. It's rough to think. And Ken, it's just two straight to the Mariners. You got the day game tomorrow. Hopefully you can end this streak that the Mariners have. But they love playing the A's, and they love playing at the Oakland Coliseum.
Well, there's no doubt, Chris, and you turn to Frankie Montas tomorrow, not only trying to salvage a game of this series, but Frankie trying to get back on track after a couple of tough starts. But yeah, I mean, these have been two rough games, and the Mariners have found their power stroke against the A's, and you know, 17 runs in two games. You hate to bring a position player in there, but that's where things were at for the A's tonight, the third time they've done it, Chris. So it's been rough, no doubt.
So the Seattle Mariners have now won 12 of their last 14 in Oakland, including 8 in a row. They've won 8 in a row in Oakland. Unbelievable.
Well, they had won 13 straight overall, as you know, against the A's, and then the A's actually went up to Seattle and won 2 out of 3 in May. And sad thing about that is that that was the last time the A's have won a series. So, you know, I'm not sure what the answer is. Obviously, the Mariners have a more talented club than the A's have this year. So, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. But it doesn't mean that you're going to lose tomorrow. And the A's just, they need to get something going, Chris, some energy going. And I'm not saying they're not playing hard, but you know what I mean? A good vibe going and a little confidence before they go on the road, because it's going to be another tough trip for them. You know, KC is playing better, although Salvador Perez is hurt right now with the thumb. And then, you know, Yankee Stadium next week, and then Seattle again next week. So, you know, something needs to happen to kind of get things turned around in the right direction and see if the momentum can turn positive instead of where they're at right now.
Do you know the longest win streak ever by a visiting team at the Oakland Coliseum?
But you're going to tell me about it right now.
The Orioles from 1976 to 1979 won 13 in a row. That's a long span.
Well, they had some really good teams. And, yeah, of course, that was the end of the Finley era when the A's were scuffling. And then Billy Martin took over in 80, and the A's jumped over 500 for the first time in a while. So I'm not surprised. There was a young broadcaster named Korak who used to sit out in the stands with a cassette recorder and record baseball games here at the Coliseum back in the late 70s here, Chris. But
how did Brooks Robinson sound back then?
He sounded great. We don't have to deal with that at this point, though, right?
All right, it's a quick one. Sleep fast. We'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow, man.
Ken Korak, the voice of your Oakland Athletics. Are we now, can we, at 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Can we now officially say we are over position players pitching? I mean, when are we going to be over this? And what's the equivalent? You know, at the end of a football game, when a team is dominating, not so much in college. College, they'll run it up. They don't care. In the NFL, unless there's some really, really bad blood, but they don't want to get anybody hurt. So they'll go to generic, mostly quarterback under center. We're going to run 3, punt. Don't want to get anybody hurt. Game's out of hand. Nobody do anything stupid, and let's just get out of here. And if you're a road team, you just want to shower, get on the plane, and go home. I don't even think that a position player pitching at this point is the equivalent of that. This is not good for your product. So what do you do? Because, unfortunately, there's a lot of teams that are hot right now, and there's a lot of bad teams. And there's 10, there's a lot of non-competitive games. And there is this mentality now of we play for tomorrow. Today's loss, we play for tomorrow. Is it smart? I'm not going to say it's not, but is it entertaining? This is the entertainment business. People are paying money to be entertained. Let's talk about it. The number is 833-625-2278. And anywhere you want to go with this game, with this team, next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
We mentioned a couple times last night, Steve and his brother Nick and their father Mike hosting the ALS Cure Golf Tournament on Monday up at Sequoia up here in the Oakland Hills. Raised a lot of money. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on a high fly ball. Deep center field. Laureano going back at the track. He'll turn and watch, and another Mariners home run. A two-run shot just to the right of straightaway center, this time by Jesse Winker. And now the Mariners extend their lead to 5-0. He's homered in back-to-back games. It came on a 2-1 pitch, his sixth of the year. 5-0 Mariners in the fifth.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Anybody remember on A's Cast Live before this series, we talked about how the Mariners were struggling offensively? That didn't age well. There's something about the Mariners. They play close games. They got no shot. If they're able to score, they're a pretty good team. When the Mariners score, and this is probably for everybody, I mean, what your record is of 4 runs or more, I bet everybody's record's pretty good. But for the Mariners, they're now 28-10. They're just 3-29 when they score 3 runs or less. But in the end, you don't score anything. You're shut out for the ninth time. It doesn't matter. What are we talking about? And this today is one of the reasons why you didn't hear me once say Paul Blackburn should be an all-star. Not saying I don't think he will be. Of course he's going to be. I just don't want to bring it up yet. It's June. Commander Cody tried to bring it up today. I'm like, for my TV hit today for NBC, they wanted me to bring it up. No, it's June. We got a long way to go before we start picking all-stars. Yeah, don't jinx it. Even though we really have nothing to do with it, don't jinx it. Why talk about it? Do we have to talk about it? Is it really? I mean, I know we don't have a lot to talk about. And unfortunately, Blackburn goes out and, you know, we're like, hey, fourth best ERA in the American League, 2.26. Well, with this outing today, 7 earnings, he's now at 2.97. Still really good, 6-3, 2.97. But I didn't want to talk about it. I did not want to talk about it. The number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Actually, I was thinking about it. in the break what this probably is when you put the position player in. I think it's the equivalent of kneeling on the football. Or when in a basketball game, the guard brings the ball just over, just gets it over the half court line and just dribbles. And everybody's walking to the stand. Everybody's walking. You know, all the years of covering the Warriors, you saw it all the time. Warriors are blowing them out. Steph or Clay bring up the ball. They just dribble. Everybody's heading for their cars. And I don't know how baseball doesn't understand. It's got an issue. It wasn't that long ago in that game, Detroit and Chicago, that Detroit pitched, was it Detroit or Cleveland? It was Detroit, pitched three position players. And I made the joke here, hey, Roger Clemens' son made his debut. The only problem is he's not a pitcher. You know, what are you going to do? These front offices are saying, we don't care, like many think. They would love to have 8 million guys down in the bullpen. They would love to bring as many fresh arms in every night as they could because they don't care about the time of the game. They don't care about the quality of play. They don't. They just care about wins and losses. That's their job. Style points does nothing for them. What does their data say? And their data says X, and they're going to go by that. If they could throw 8 relievers at you and they'd win, they're cool with it. And they're cool with having a bunch of guys down in the bullpen that could pitch and throwing a position player out there because, you know what? Today's the lost cause. We play for tomorrow. So, Sheldon Noisy, step right up. A's don't do it a lot, though. I mean, for as bad as the ball club is, the A's don't do it a lot. Some teams, like the Giants, have no problem doing it all the time. I mean, is that something baseball needs to address? It used to be cute. It used to be laughable. It's funny. Hey, a position player is pitching. But when it starts happening every night, I heard this. Don't shoot the messenger because all of you purists out there, and there's less and less of you every single year, but for all your purists, you're not going to like this one. Maybe if this is where it's, how it's going to go down, maybe the old mercy rule has to start being thought about. If a team is up by, I don't know, 8 runs after the 7th inning, 8th inning, if teams are just going to quit, the worst was the Dodgers and the Mets, where literally the Dodgers were only down 5 runs, and Buck Showalter and the Mets said, what are you doing? We still have a game here to play. Literally the Dodgers, only down 5 runs, wanted to forfeit the game. Normally you'd think the Mets would say, sweet, that's a win. No, the Mets said, be professional, play the game the right way. How about that? Another Major League Baseball team had to tell, well, obviously the rules, we're out of that COVID rule and you can't do it then. But the Mets actually looked at the Dodgers and said, can we still play a real game, please? Can we still be professionals and play a game? I mean, if we're getting to this, maybe just maybe there after the 7th, after the 8th, if you're down 8-plus runs, 10-plus runs, whatever you want to make it. Because I'm over watching the guy come in and throw the ball 50 miles an hour. Position players pitching has jumped the shark. Remember Fonzie jumping the shark? Yeah, that's where we're at. Let's go to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, Tony, you know, that bullpen, there's not one guy in that bullpen that could have used an inning of experience, work, or something like that. And it's not like, you know what, we're saving the arms because we're in a pennant race or, you know what, we're there's no reason why we throw a position player out there. And then throwing the ball, it was so disgusting. It really was. And then, and I thought of you. I go, man, he's going to talk about this on the post game show. And I go, and I was equally disgusted. I go, there's no reason for it. And I don't know. And then, you know what else I want to tell you? The next time you see Ken Korak, give him a big old hug from Joe in Monterey. I listened to the last inning, and man, he just sounds, gosh, he just sounds so, he sounds bad. I guess maybe the performance of the team is just like getting to him, but man, he doesn't sound like his normal self. I feel bad for him.
What do you mean he doesn't sound like his normal self?
He just, I don't know, it just, there's no enthusiasm. It's just, I mean, having to do this team and just getting bombed, and I don't know, he sounds sad. He really does. Maybe it's me, I don't know.
I think it's you. I think Ken Korak's just fine. I think you're just sad listening to it, unfortunately. Do we lose him? All right, Joe, you have a good night. Keep your head up. Not Korak. Are you kidding me? The voice of summer sounds fine. It's just, I mean, you know, part of it is, you know, it's what you got in front of you. Like I say, I do three different shows a day. I do the talk show, A's Cast Live. Everybody's cheery, talking A's, talking Major League Baseball. We talk all Major League Baseball. Then I get a 10-minute break. Then I got the pregame show, A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron. And we get you ready for the A's game. And then I have this show. I do three shows a day. And they're all different. And when you're losing, this show is a lot different than when we're winning. Losing sucks. Nobody's happy. No one should be happy. Why should anybody be happy? I mean, you got David Forrest, by the way, from earlier today, the clip that we played? Robert back in studio? Do you got the David Forrest ready? All right, well, So David Forrest joined us, general manager of the Oakland Athletics, on the David Forrest Show that you hear exclusively on A's Cast Live and on A's Cast. And he understands. These guys got a lot of pride. These guys are about winning. You look at all the times they've been in the postseason. They didn't want to have a season like this, but, you know, there was a directive to cut payroll. It is what it is. They got a lot of pride. I mean, they're in the postseason, 2012, 2013, 2014, pivoted, came back, 2018, 2019, 2020, went for it again last year in 21, fell short, still had 86 victories. I mean, they got pride. Do we have the cut? Here is David Forrest talking about it. He understands. It's not easy for the fans.
I empathize with the fans who also want to see a winner out there. And look, everybody is working their butts off. That is the one thing I'm confident of, whether it's Mark and his staff, whether it's the 26 guys who are here at any given time. There's a lot of work going into it. The fact is we've run into some teams that are more talented than we are. And that's frustrating, and it's frustrating not to be able to do anything to get over that hump. And like you said, no one enjoys losing.
Nope, nobody does. The number 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Hot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products. while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD and follow along with @TOPS. Visit TOPS.com for more information.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Here's the pitch by Paul, and that swung on a fly ball to deep center. Laureano going back on this at the track, right to the wall. He'll watch, and Raleigh has hit it out. And the Mariners take a 2-0 lead. Boy, they've come to the Coliseum, and they've been flexing their muscles.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
How's it going, Tony?
We're hanging in there.
I just had one quick question. I know he didn't start today, but do you think it's time for Pache to go down?
I mean, you're this far down the road,
right?
I mean, we're almost in July. I mean, he has hovered basically in the same spot the whole time.
About 160, yeah.
Yeah, it's been the 160, get a couple hits, can get you up closer to 170. I mean, I thought about it. I thought about it a lot. I asked a lot of people about it, if you remember, and everybody was like, well, if they thought it was a good idea, they would have done it, and he has stayed here the whole time. I mean, he's got big league time from the past couple of years. Not a big resume. Right. He's getting a resume this year. And maybe, you know, it's the school of hard knocks that it's might as well learn here.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, I just hope it works. I hope we need it to work. It's not like I hope it has to work.
No, it needs to work because we don't really have another. I mean, we have Ramon, but he's probably gone before the deadline. I heard Seattle's in for him. I heard Miami's in for him. The other thing I just wanted to ask quickly, obviously I liked it, but Nick Allen playing it short tonight over Elvis, you know, Elvis is the grandpa these days, but, you know, Allen looked good.
Who would ever thought that we would look at a guy who was just 32, turns 33 as an old man? Like, it'd be one thing if he's like 38, 39. I get you. Elvis has been playing forever, but when did we get to a point? And I've been having this debate with people because people, for some reason, want to debate me. I'm like, hey, they don't really want to pay guys anymore in their 30s. They don't want to give guys long-term contracts. I've had people debate me. I'm like, your call is perfect. Baseball has now told you 32, 33. Oh, my God, 34. Yeah. These guys are so over the hill. But that's right. How we view them now.
Some players can go deeper than him. Obviously, it looks like he's struggling when he's out there a little bit. And it sucks because obviously I loved watching Elvis when he was on the Rangers, but it just looks like it's almost that time for him. All right, Tony, you have a great night.
Hey, I see what you're saying though, because what you're saying is, you know, is the kid the future? I want to see if the kid is the future. You've called him back up. Is it time to say let the kid play?
Right, and you know, it's not just Allen. We have Poisson. We have. Poisson's a long way away.
Yeah, long way.
We have, you know, Jeloff and Muncy, and these are also guys that can come up and play short. Obviously, a little bit further away than Allen is, but, you know, who knows? All right, Tony, you have a good one.
You too. Yeah, I mean, the dirty little thing about contracts, when you sign these contracts, and you trade for a player, you inherit the contract. And you could sit here and you could say, sweet, you're paying Elvis a little over $14.2 million. But you're not paying all of that. As you remember Billy Beane talking to David Justice of Moneyball, nah, I'm not paying you that. Yankees are paying half your salary to play against you. Well, that's essentially what's happening right now. The Rangers are paying half the salary. So you're only paying Elvis $7 million. Now, if Elvis gets 550 plate appearances, Elvis's option will get picked up and guaranteed for 2023 for $15 million. Guess what? Texas won't be paying half of that. You'll be paying all that. So, at some point, we're going to start to see. I don't know how this plays out, to be honest with you. And this is big. This is a big money thing. And no one's going to want. I mean, this is one of those you'll just have to watch. Your eyes and your scorebook will tell you how this is playing out. And what I mean by that is Elvis in the lineup every day? Are they going to allow Elvis to get to 550 plate appearances? We will see. I don't know. But if he gets to 550, you owe him a lot of money. But getting back to the comparison of what is a position player pitching and what should baseball do about it? It's going to be something I'm going to want to talk about, especially when we're not on tomorrow, Ace Cast Live, because it's a day game. And I'll be over on NBC California doing A's pre- and post-game live, but I'll be back on Friday. Robert, when are we back on Friday? Is it 2 o'clock? 2 o'clock, we'll be back on A's Cast Live. You can listen athletics.com/A's Cast or watch it on Athletics YouTube channel or on Twitter at AthleticsCast24. Going to have to do something because we're going to hit a record of position players pitching. And if teams are ready to say, hey, this game's over, we're going to turn it into a sideshow, would everybody, not everybody, but would most consumers, the customers, is this going to be a ball game over? Do we? I know you can leave at any time, but should it be, hey, game's called? Team's up by 10 after 8 innings. Game, we don't need to see any more position players. Game over. But what about the history books? I don't know. Is it good for the history books to have what is it good for the history books to have all these position players pitching? If guys get X amount of home runs and RBIs, is it good for the history books that you're doing it off position players? I don't know. It's just there's got to be a conversation. What do you do? And do you have to implement another rule? I mean, it just becomes a reality that you have to implement rules to make your game better. I mean, every sport does it. We're just used to baseball having really never done rules to now having to do all kinds of rules to make its game better. I mean, the pitch clock is coming. And everything I hear about it, it's like, yeah. And one of the great things that may come is, you know what, by pitchers having to work faster, they can't try and throw every pitch as hard as they can. And you're going to see velocity come down. And you're not going to have as much spin on every breaking ball. Not every guy can huff and puff and blow your house down. They got to pitch more. velocity and spin rates and everything comes down. Maybe leads back to more contact, less strikeouts, more balls put into play, more entertainment. Maybe you need to set more rules. Maybe I'm just spitballing here. Maybe if you pitch a position player, then you can't pitch another position player for another, I don't know, 3 days, 4 days. Maybe you can only do it once a week. Just thinking out loud. But seeing it all the time now, especially with lopsided scores. And we're just in June. Remember, they will get more lopsided as we go on. The cream will rise to the top. The bad teams will get worse. You know, what are we going to look like at the end of July? What's it going to look like in August? When we start talking about the old dog days, September. I mean, how many position players are we going to have then? Huh. Maybe that's it. Maybe the commissioner has to say, all right, I understand. Maybe you need a breather. Maybe you need a laugher. Maybe you put in a position player. But if you do it, you can't do it for another 4 games. I mean, you got to do something from this being an everyday option. Gabe Kapler has basically, the manager of the Giants, has basically said out loud, we're utilizing this. If it's out of hand, he'll even do it when his team has the lead. Game's out of hand, we're now playing for tomorrow. Tomorrow's more important now. This game is in doubt, we're playing for tomorrow. All right, more of your phone calls, 833-625-2278 next, right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. Not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
It's a 1-2. Swung on a line toward right. Diving play to his right by Stephen Vogt. Just pulled it out of the air. Fully extended, and that is out number two. Spectacular play by Stephen Vogt.
Wow. The voter turned back the clock at first base. What a play.
I'll tell you what about Stephen Vogt. Steven Vogt is a sneaky good athlete. He's better than you think. And the guy can still get that barrel out there and drive the baseball. There's no question about that. But in the end, it's another shutout loss. I hate to give you the numbers, but I will. 9 times shutout this year. The A's have scored one run or less 25 times this year. Last year it happened only 21 times. This year already 25, and we're still in June. Somebody that can't be happy, that's the skipper, Mark Kotze.
No, don't be sorry.
Obviously kind of incorrect characteristic outing for Paul Blackburn there. What you kind of see maybe just kind of off from him tonight?
Yeah, you know, tough one for Paulie. Not of the norm this year by any measure. And, you know, I think early on he got behind on some guys. You know, the leadoff double to Crawford, actually ball leaked back over. But they put some good at-bats together today against Paul. You know, the result was they got him out of there a lot earlier than expected. And, you know, just overall not a great night, you know, on the mound for us.
It's kind of just one where, I mean, pitchers always talk about you're not going to have your best stuff every time. Just kind of one that you just chalk it up to that. Just you're not going to have your best stuff every time.
Yeah, I think that's well said. Martina, he didn't have his best stuff. He tried, you know, to manage that lineup to get through it. And, again, you know, they've got some guys hitting the ball really well. Rodriguez, one of them. And, you know, we made some mistakes, and they capitalized, so.
On the other hand, what's so great about Kirby? He came in here, you know, famous because he doesn't walk too many people. Also, it seems like he had his best stuff. What do you think about him?
Yeah, he's a young kid. He's got a good arm. I mean, he's got life to the fastball with a good two breaking ball mix, the slider and the curveball. So, you know, he's tough. You know, he's done a great job this year thus far. You know, we tried to get to him. We did take some good at-bats. We just didn't get any runs crossed.
I was going to ask what you just kind of thought of the at-bats overall tonight, both against Kirby and later on against Wolfman.
No, I thought the at-bats were okay. You know, they're grinding out at-bats. You know, Stevens at-bats. Jonas still hitting the ball well. I mean, he hit balls to center field. You know, Seth's ball to center field was hit at 103. He went to the warning track. So, you know, overall, I thought the at-bats weren't as bad as maybe the numbers represent them. You know, so we'll turn the page and get back after it tomorrow.
Is that about as much as you could ask for from Tapia there to go to, I think he was at 56?
Yeah, we stretched Tapia out. He did a great job tonight. You know, his line might not be reflective of the job he did you know, for this ball club, for that bullpen. You know, he gave us as much as he could give us. And you know, I tip my cap to that kid right there. Thanks, guys. All right, we'll see you in 8 hours.
See you in 8 hours. You know, you can sit here and talk about Blackburn, look at the lineup. You can go through all of that. You really can. But what for? I mean, if you just need something to talk about, okay, I get you. But if you don't score runs, none of it matters. I mean, if you're going to go out there night after night and get one run or less, 2 runs or less, I can give you that. A's have scored 2 runs or less 36 times, almost half their games. You know, everybody starts to know it. We're human beings. You know trends in your business. Everybody knows trends. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care who you work for. You know when things are going good at your work, right? Whether you own the business, whether you work for a company, a big company, small business, small company, you know if things are going good or not. And the morale, you try and keep the morale. Everybody wants to win. Most people want to be happy. And the A's have kept a good face. You know, I think, no doubt, they've kept a good face. They know the deal. But after a while, everybody's sitting there in the dugout, and they look up, and they just keep seeing zeros and zeros and zeros and zeros. And the next day, zeros and zeros and zeros. And then the next day, zeros, zeros. I mean, unfortunately, everybody starts to know the deal. And it can start to snowball on you. And I think it has snowballed on them. It's tough. Pitchers are doing a great job of keeping a good face. But just think about Paul Blackburn tonight. Gave up one in the first. One in the second. You're only down 2-0. One in the third. You're down 3-0 after three. And you got to be thinking, oh, man. Now, normally, if you got a team that can score runs, not a big deal. They can come back. But when you have a team that really struggles to score runs, down 3-0 early, that seems large. And once again, everybody looks up, and there's zeros and there's zeros. It can be rough. This game mentally, even when you're going good, this game mentally is tough. I mean, this is a game of failure. This is a game driven by math and data that doesn't go your way a lot of times. Now, you're happy. I'm hitting 281. Whew! That means you failed a lot. How about the guys who are hitting 216, 158, 163? Brutal. And it just snowballs on you. And it just, you know, the bad vibes are what they are. And unfortunately, this offense, when you don't score a lot of runs, I mean, you can pick apart everything else, but you got to fix the main, you know, the boat can be taken on water. But you got to fix the biggest leak. If you fix the biggest leak, you're going to stay afloat a lot longer. But if you don't fix, if you just fix the little leaks and you don't fix the big one, you're going down. And they need to score runs, bottom line. All right, 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hey, Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get 4 tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. 4 tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa Know How.
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit Pennzoil.com/rewards.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Oh, man, I was there. That time that you bundled your home, auto, motorcycle, and other vehicles with Progressive, that was awesome. People were freaking out. I bet you get this all the time, but can I get an autograph?
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
A tough one for the Oakland Athletics. It is what it is, right? Back at it tomorrow, though, before we tell you what tomorrow's action is. Time now for the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. I'm going to go in order. And some people think that I pick and choose the order. No. I make it real easy because they don't refresh the page while I'm going down. It's simple. It's easy. I just go to ESPN.com and they do the order of when the games are played. So even though our intern, Griff, is a huge Mets fan, I'm not picking on him as he's gripping it because his team has just lost two straight games to the Astros. It's just they're the first ones on ESPN.com. Astros over the Mets 5-3. I'm rooting for the Mets against the Astros. You kidding me? Bo Bichette with the grand slam. And the Blue Jays over the White Sox 9-5. Rangers beat the Phillies 4-5. Jurickson Profar is hitting. And Mad Bum is getting lit up. Padres over the D-backs 10-4. Profar had four hits today. How about that? Marlins 7, Rockies 4. Freddie Freeman with the dinger. RBIs, two RBIs. Dodgers 6 wins over the Reds this year. Wow. Dodgers 8, Reds 4. Cubs beat the you-know-what out of the Pirates 14-5. Hey, tell Griffin to check if any position players pitched in that game. Cubs-Pirates, 14-5. Orioles 7, Nationals 0. I mean, we could check every night. I guarantee it's almost every single night. I don't want to do that, but it's just that's bad. Red Sox beat the Tigers 6-2. Aaron Judge homers twice, 26 and 27. And it was the Yankees downing the Rays 5-4. Bravos beat the Giants. Gotta love that. 4-3. Guardians and the Twins, 11-10 in this one. Wow. Cardinals over the Brewers, the Battle of the Central. Cardinals beat them 5-4. And it was the Angels shutting out the Royals 5-0. Shohei Ohtani strikes out a career-high 13 in 8 innings. So 2 bombs, 8 RBIs last night. Tonight, a career-high in strikeouts 13 and 8 shutout innings. It was the Angels 5, Royals nothing. Do we have an answer? Cubs Pirates. All right, what do we got? Yep, we had Diego Castillo. He pitched. I mean, it's every night. It's every night we have position players. It's brutal. You watch. I'm not saying I'm always right, but I'm telling you, you're going to see some type of rule go down of how they deal with this. Slowly but surely, baseball has to do what's best for business. What's best for business? Faster games? No doubt. What's best for business? Position players not pitching. I mean, you can go down the line. What's best for business? Knowing what the hell the baseball is. Not having the ball at baseball too juiced and not having it to where it doesn't go out at all. You know, finding a consistency and having the balls all play the same. How they rub up the baseball. I mean, there's so many different things going on. It's like, oh, my God, really? We're now having to tell everybody how to put on Mississippi mud, how much of the exact water to use. And it's hard to believe. It's now time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. 11:37, A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron. The great Joe Hughes will be on. He's going to have Vince Catronio, Eno Saris, national baseball columnist for The Athletic. Jessica Kleinschmidt will join Joe Hughes, and Vince will have this day in A's baseball history. Jared Koenig got his first victory on Father's Day. He will be on tomorrow. Frankie Montas will be on the mound for the A's. And I forgot, who do they got going tomorrow? Do they got Ray going tomorrow? Yes, they will have Robbie Ray on the mound. Frankie Montas against Robbie Ray. First pitch will be 12:37 here on A's Cast. So 11:37 A's Total Access, 12:37 first pitch. Go to bed, get a good night's sleep, and we'll see everybody here tomorrow for a little A's baseball on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. A's shut out by the Mariners, 9-0. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively. We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line, their homes, retirement, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count on. If we can be of help to you, give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's San Francisco area attorneys. 951 Mariners Island Boulevard, Suite 300, San Mateo, California, 94404.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's Construction Company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive, the tag. Safe at the plate, and the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.